The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has a jar of peanut butter, and he's not afraid to use it. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Albin.
Great. Happy to you.
I don't like when people say Happy Turkey Day, because it's not like about that. The turkey. Well, you know, have you noticed this? And this is kind of this is good to say at the beginning of both hours today and both hours tomorrow. When we celebrate a holiday, we need to celebrate the thing, okay? The thing is not turkey. The thing is not family. We are celebrating. Family's important. The turkey's part of the tradition. All these things are part of what makes it wonderful. But we are celebrating not the turkey, not the family getting together. We're celebrating what happened in 1621 that really began what we like to call the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And we need to know that history. And part of what we're going to be doing, what we're doing in both hours today, is talking about that history, why Thanksgiving is important. Just like at Christmas, we don't say, what's Christmas about? Gift giving, trees, you know, Yuletide cheer. No. Yeah. It's about the birth of Jesus. That's what you're celebrating. And around that, you have all these traditions and all this great stuff. But you're not celebrating the trees and the gift-giving. You're celebrating the birth of Jesus, God coming into the world as a human. It's really very easy for us to drift.
Yeah.
It's called mission drift. And so we always need – same thing with July 4th. When you celebrate July 4th, you don't say, what's July 4th? Firecrackers, hot dogs. No. It's about celebrating independence. It's Independence Day. It is a sacred day in American history. You celebrate that usually with fireworks, hot dogs, families get together. Yeah, okay, so those are the trappings, but you need to focus on the thing itself. So in both hours today, we're going to be talking, and also tomorrow, about what actually happened at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, this is great. This is why we celebrate Turkey Day, and thank you for that, Eric.
Exactly. So I think that
I'm just in
you're such a wise
mood.
Guy.
Yeah, wise
just
guy.
For that, I'm having ham. I'm having ham. But okay. but I want to say that in hour one today, I'm telling the Squanto story.
Yes.
Now, if you want to read that, if you have a copy of my book, I wrote a children's book on Squanto. Actually, I wrote two children's books on Squanto. The first one I wrote for rabbit ears. I wrote a lot of children's books for rabbit ears, but they kind of took the God part out of my telling of the story when I wrote it for rabbit ears. So it's an otherwise wonderful book. They made a beautiful video, but they kind of took the God part out a little bit. And I said, someday I'm going to write a book where I put that back in, because it's at the heart of the whole story. So I put it in a book called Squanto and the Miracle of Thanksgiving, published by Thomas Nelson, Tommy Nelson. But I also write about it in my book, If You Can Keep It. Some of you already have a copy of If You Can Keep It. And I tell the story. It's an amazing story. In the next segment, or in one of these segments, I'm having a conversation with Chris Himes about what is the Squanto story, because it is a miracle from our history, an astonishing miracle from our history. And I remember when I was doing the research on this, I mean, this was literally, let's see, I did the original research on this. It must have been like 1991. And somebody said, oh, you should tell about the story about Squantos for rabbit ears. And I remember, maybe I repeat this when I talked to Chris about this, because we recorded the conversation that I'm having with Chris Himes, we did a few years ago. But I'll never forget doing the research and thinking, well, I'm going to go to the original documents. So there's an old pilgrim document called Mort's Relation. There's something by what William Bradford wrote. So I'm looking at these original documents and piecing together the story of Squanto. And I remember when the light bulb goes off and I said, this is a miracle.
Yeah.
And the other children's books and stuff didn't really mention that. They act like it's some coincidence.
Yeah.
And when you understand what happened, you go, this is a flat out insane miracle of God. There's no way around it. And it's at the very heart of the beginning of what became the United States of America. And what I was so astonished by this happened to me a number of times over the years in the research in my books, when you get this moment and you think, how is it possible that no one else has seen what an astonishing miracle this is? And when you call it a coincidence or you just kind of relate it like, well, these things happen, it's like, no. This doesn't make human sense. This is crazy. Yeah. And this allowed the pilgrims to survive.
Yeah.
And to stay there because of this miracle of Squanto. And then, by the way, folks, because the pilgrims stayed and didn't go home, suddenly you have others coming, and then you get the Massachusetts Bay Colony, and you get John Winthrop talking about a shining city on a hill, and you get all of this stuff follows this miracle. So if you don't believe in miracles, I challenge you to familiarize yourself.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this, and this is hour two, Scott Powell comes up next, and he's talking about why Thanksgiving. So why are we even celebrating?
Yes, that's right. So today we have I talked to Chris Himes. I tell the Squanto story, and then we've got some other crazy stuff there in hour two today. I don't know which hour we're in right now. We've got Scott Powell, who wrote a book called Why Thanksgiving. We've had him on the program before. Yeah. Now, Alvin, maybe we should mention a couple of things in case people are – I always feel like I don't want to forget. A couple of commercials. Nutramedics.com, they told us the other day that for this month only – in other words, for the end of this month. They just told us at the beginning of the week. If you go to Nutramedics.com, this is only for November, folks. So just a few days left, 35% off if you use the code ERIC. That's a huge savings. And by the way, they give 50% of their profits to – missions, third world missions. So support Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC to get 35% off. I also want to say, obviously, support our friend Mike Lindell by going to MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Spend money you don't have, folks, because he is a hero. All of his stuff is fantastic. We should talk about it in detail at some point because some of his stuff is so great.
Yeah, and it's.
But I want to say, if you use the code ERIC, you get a big discount and you can help us because he's a sponsor of this program. Okay, but the big news.
Yeah.
We've mentioned this, but I can't say this enough because people won't know about this. We taped four episodes of a full-blown late-night talk show.
Yeah.
My sidekick was played by Alban Sadar. Alban, you did a great job playing the role of sidekick.
It was tough, but
you weren't really
–
it wasn't you. It was you playing the role of you,
of me,
which is very different.
Very different.
And I'm the host. We interviewed over the course of these four episodes Ron Howard – John Cleese, Carrot Top, Danny Bonaducci of the Partridge Family, who to me was like meeting Abraham Lincoln. Like I can't go higher than meeting Danny from the Partridge Family. It was actually moving.
And George Hamilton, who was alive during the Lincoln administration.
George Hamilton was born in the last days of the Civil War. It's hard to believe.
All of his tans.
And he looks fantastic, by the way. Well, he looks unbelievable. I've never seen an embalming job like his. It is unstinking believable.
He's a great guy.
Actually, in all seriousness, he looks tremendously youthful, which is the only reason we could joke about this. But so he's one of my guests.
Yeah.
But they were all entertaining and generous guests. I mean, they didn't need to be. They're kind of like, who are you? Eric Metaxas. You know, they were all generous. Supermodel Carol Alt.
Yes.
But, I mean, just tons of wonderful guests. I mentioned Ron Howard. I mean, it was kind of crazy that we got these guests. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because suddenly we're told that all of this is available at SalemNow.com. So, folks, if you go to SalemNow.com – you can actually watch these four episodes because we're in the process of figuring out where they're going to go ultimately.
Yes.
And I hope we'll know soon. But it's a big process.
Yeah. Just type Eric's name in the search bar and it'll pop right up. There's a couple things there. But it's the TV show called The Talk Show starring Eric Metaxas.
The Talk Show. So if you go to SalemNow.com and put in Eric Metaxas, you'll find it. But the four episodes, honestly, we had Mike the Situation from the Jersey Shore. Yeah. We had Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. I mean, it's the kind of thing I would make up. Like, I'd be like, who's the last guest you'd ever have? You'd never in a million years, Eric, have Mike the Situation. I played cornhole on the stage with Mike the Situation.
You
from the
did.
Jersey Shore. So there's like loads of crazy stuff. Go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Don't forget, please go to ericmetaxas.com and to sign up for my newsletter. And let me conclude by saying, happy Thanksgiving.
Guys.
If I stay with you, girl, things just couldn't be the same. 'Cause I'm as free as bird.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric and Taxes Show. That's Larry Norman, in case you were wondering. I'm sitting here in the studio with Chris Himes. I have an amazing story that I need to get out. I tell this story every year at Thanksgiving. I wrote a book about it. In fact, the book is a children's book called Squanto and the Miracle of Thanksgiving. I think it's like $5 on Amazon. But I want to tell you, if you've not heard this story, and I'll bet my engineer Eric Hansen has never heard this story, this is one of the most amazing stories. And what makes it more amazing is that people don't know this, and you think there's no way we could live in America and not know this story. So this is the story. If you're listening, folks, listen carefully, because this is huge. In 1608, before any ships, before any people settled in, you know, what's now Massachusetts, I never knew this, because we all know that the Mayflower landed there in 1620, right, Chris? You knew that.
I did at one point in my life.
Right. So 1620 is when the Pilgrims land in Plymouth. Sorry, right?
Plymouth Rock. Yeah.
Plymouth Rock. So, but I always assumed growing up that that's the first time that anybody came to like what's Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out no, that's not the case. And the story of Squanto, which I'm going to tell right now, which just wait till you hear this. It starts in 1608, and it turns out that English trading ships would travel, you know, from Europe, from England to Iceland, Greenland, make their way down Nova Scotia, da, 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 all the way down, and they would trade with the natives. Now, I never knew that. So the natives were familiar with English sailors coming and trading and giving them, you know, knives and pots and pans, and they would, you know, give them pelts and whatever, and they would trade. I never knew this. Well, in 1608, a ship led by a Captain Hunt lands or you know, drops anchor off of what is today Plymouth, Massachusetts. And the Patuxent Braves come down to the shore to trade with them, as they've done before. Well, just so happens that this Captain Hunt was a bad man. And instead of trading with the Braves, they whack them over the head, put them in the longboat, take them out to the ship, throw them in the hold, sail to Malaga, Spain, and sell them into slavery. This is 1608. One of the Braves was a 12-year-old boy named Tisquantum. Now, this is a true story. This is all documented. I've done the research. Others have done the research. It's true. So he is bought by some kindly friars who seem to treat him well, teach him the Christian religion. And this is the part that we'll never know how this happened, but they arrange for him to be freed and to travel to London. Now imagine, from Malaga, Spain, to London. So this is an Indian from what is today Massachusetts, a Native American, a Patuxent, makes his way to London with the idea, and this is where it's crazy, of getting back across the Atlantic to go back home. I know, it's like being on the moon and saying, so when's the next ship going back? There's no next ship going back. What are you talking about? But I guess the idea was not insane. He worked in London from, what is it, around 1612, 1613, for 4 or 5 years with a family called Slaney. This is all documented. This Indian named Squanto, Tisquantum, learns the English language. He's there when Queen Elizabeth is on the throne. We're talking Shakespeare is writing his plays. So he's in London, this Massachusetts Indian. And this is years before the Pilgrims ever get to Plymouth Rock. Crazy, right? In 1618, I believe, 1619, a ship is found for him to go back to his home. And he's going to translate, obviously, because he knows these languages. He's going to be on the ship working with these English as they're stopping, you know, and he's going to be doing the translating and so on and so forth. So somehow he gets passage on a ship. The ship ends up having to spend the winter in, I can't remember if it was Iceland or Greenland. It's in my book. Where does it say? Newfoundland? No, hold on a second. Anyway, the point is that it took them quite a while to get there, right? So they basically it was Newfoundland. Sorry, they spend the winter in Newfoundland, and then the next spring, this is like 1619, they bring him to what's now the coast of Massachusetts, drop him off. Thank you very much. Goodbye. This sounds crazy, right? This is documented. This is a true story. So a year plus before the Pilgrims land, this Indian has made the journey from Plymouth to Spain to London, spends 5 years in London, learns the English language, learns the ways of the English, and then ends up back where he started. He finds his way on foot to the village, which is right where Plymouth is today, right? The Patuxent village, where his Indian, where his family is. So he comes home. Just imagine that you're sold into slavery, and somehow 10 years later, you make your way home. So now he's 21 years old, whatever, 22 years old. He's looking for his family. There's nobody there. They've all died. They've been wiped out by smallpox, one of these diseases brought by the white man, obviously unintentionally. So he goes to a neighboring tribe and lives with them. But the neighboring tribe, it's not like they're like, hey, we're all Native Americans. We're cool. No, this is like strangers. He might as well be in England. He'd probably prefer to be in England. In fact, he ends up living alone in the woods because he's heartbroken. It's just one of these crazy stories. Meanwhile, what happens? Meanwhile, a group of English people who are escaping the persecutions of James I, the king, travel to Holland. They're there for a number of years. Their kids start to lose, you know, the English culture and stuff. And they say, we've got to go to the New World. So they get on a ship called the Mayflower. We've heard the story. And they travel to what ends up as Plymouth, Massachusetts. They land the ship there, 100 people. Very devoted to God, very serious about God. They're praying that God would lead them. They get there, and they begin dying like flies. 50 of the 100 people die the first winter. Now, we can't even imagine this. I mean, you've got six kids. Can we even imagine what it would be like to lose half, to lose your wife, to lose your kids? I mean, they were all dying, burying their brothers, their sisters, their spouses, their kids, their parents. It's a nightmare. So spring comes, and they are, of course, wondering, do we go home? Because they this is not working for them. And they really were wondering, what do we do? And out of the woods walks an Indian called Squanto. They happened to have settled on the very place where he grew up, Patuxet Village, the place where he grew up. He walks out of the woods speaking perfect English. Think about that for a second. An Indian walks out of the woods speaking perfect English. He was in London for 5 years, more recently than they were. And he basically says, I have nothing to do with my life. My whole tribe, my family has been wiped out. You have settled on my home. Here I am. How can I help you? The pilgrims recognize this as an outrageous answer to their prayers, because they have been weeping and praying to God, why have you let us here? What, you know, this is. Squanto just happens not only to know English perfectly, he just happens to know everything about that area because he grew up there. So he shows them how to get, where to get lobsters, where to get, how to get eels out of the mud, where to fish. He shows them how to plant corn and how to plant squash so that the squash grow up, the vines grow up around the corn stalk. He shows them how to put a dead fish in when you plant the corn as fertilizer. He shows them everything and allows them to survive. There's no doubt. This is history, okay? And in fact, the Pilgrim Fathers, William Bradford, who is the governor, wrote in his journal that Squanto was a special instrument sent of God. He had no doubt. It's just one of those things that it was to them a miracle that he shows up out of nowhere. He has nothing to do except to say, this is my home. I'm here to help you. He not only that, but he brokers a deal with the surrounding tribes so that these pilgrims have peace with the surrounding tribes. So these Englishmen that have come, the pilgrims, the Puritans, had a peace that lasted 50 years, an incredible accomplishment. And Squanto basically helped them to do this. It's one of the most outrageous stories from our history that there's a miracle at the beginning of everything that happened in America is this outrageous miracle. The pilgrims didn't just happen to hang out because they wanted to. It all happened because Squanto appears out of the woods and miraculously happens to speak English, miraculously happens to know everything about England, miraculously happens to have nothing to do because his whole tribe was wiped out, and they adopt him. And he just happens to know everything about that area to show them how to survive. I wanted to tell that story because we need to be thankful for God's hand in American history. I don't know how else you see it. If you see this as a coincidence, it's the craziest coincidence I've ever heard in my life. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm thankful for Squanto. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, go to metaxastalk.com. You can download recording of the Squanto story. I'm just so happy to share it every year, and we'll be right back.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Thank you.
It's that Super Tramp. You know what that means, Albin?
What does that mean?
It means we're in for a truncated episode of Fun Facts
Friday.
Who did that?
Oh, my goodness.
It's Fun Facts Friday. Folks, we thought we could contain the humor into hour one today.
Yep.
Alas, we've failed. No, the humor has washed over into hour two. We had Ezra Levant talking about all kinds of serious stuff, but somehow the humor leaked through disgusting image into this segment, and we're going to have to do a little Fun Facts Friday. Albin, first of all, at some point in the next couple of minutes that we have left in this program, you've got to tell your avocado story.
I do.
In all the avocado stories I've heard, this is certainly one of them.
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to do some Fun Facts Friday first, or what do you want to do? You have a question for me?
I have a big question, and I know the audience wants you to answer this. Now, earlier in the first hour, we did answer questions, but here's a big one. You have great music on this show. Everybody talks about the bumper music, but what is your favorite song? I mean, do you have a favorite song?
Do I have a favorite song? Mm-hmm. No. I don't. You mean other than the Fun Facts Friday theme song, which we haven't played today? Actually, I don't know that I have a favorite. I mean, maybe I'll have to really think about this, and in next week when we do Fun Facts Friday, you can ask me again. Maybe I'll have an answer. But right now, no, I don't.
Okay. I can maybe share my favorite song?
No.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Why not?
It's
ahead.
It's the first song I ever danced to. Now, I was alone when I was dancing, but it's still the first song I ever danced to. It's the seatbelt song. Do you know that? Buckle up for safety. Buckle up for safety. Everybody buckle up. Put your mind at ease. Tell your driver, please. Buckle up for safety. Everybody buckle up. You never heard that?
I'm sorry, what?
It had a big impact on my...
That song, was that Henry Mancini? I never can remember my composers. First of all, what year did you first...
That was probably in my early teens. That's usually where something dramatic
happens. So this is going way back. I don't remember that people were talking about seatbelts that long ago. Seatbelts in the late 60s, people are talking about seatbelts.
Oh yeah. It became, I guess, a law back in. Here's a fun fact. It was became something of a law.
Until like the late 70s.
Was it that late?
Oh yeah.
Well, I was wearing them as soon as I heard that song. I buckled up.
But
for
where
safety.
Did you hear that song?
I heard it on television.
What kind of life do you lead that
I heard
that song?
Well, that's a good. It's like, you know, only you can prevent forest fires. I mean, only.
But
you.
There was no song with that.
Yeah.
Buckle up for safety. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's wormed its way into my head now. Buckle up for safety. Everybody buckle up. Is that it?
That's it. Na-na-na. Put your mind at ease. Tell your driver, please. Buckle up for safety. Everybody buckle up.
Now, you know, somebody wrote that.
They did.
And that person is probably lying in a cold, cold grave
now.
It's so sad. Seriously, like that's one of those jingles.
Yeah.
That if I had heard it back then, it might be my favorite
song. I know, and
song.
You can't get
But I've literally never, ever heard that song.
Okay.
Buckle up for a safety.
I don't know if
it's really wormed its way into my psyche. It's bitten itself into my brain.
Yeah.
It's branded itself onto my very soul.
Okay.
I can't believe that. Buckle up for safety. Buckle up.
Yeah.
Buckle up for safety. Everybody buckle up.
It's
put
like,
your mind at ease.
Tell
your driver, please.
Buckle up
for safety. Everybody buckle up.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Okay. That's like a Bach cantata. Like, it doesn't get, in terms of Western art, that's like the high watermark of Western art. Albin, thank you for sharing that extraordinarily banal, eminently forgettable song, because really, I think we needed to hear that today.
Yeah.
Although, in all seriousness, there are people out there who don't buckle up.
Yeah.
And I think the Lord of hosts, the Lord Sabaoth is his name. Mm-hmm. He called us
to
sing that song today to remind those reprobates who don't value their lives, who don't care about the people who would watch them, be lowered into a grave. They don't care. And we're here to remind you.
That's right.
For crying out loud, folks.
Do it.
Buckle up for safety.
Do it
buckle
for
up.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a Boils My Potato. I have to share.
Okay, now we're going to shift to Boils My Potato.
Yeah.
Now we got to remind people that means it makes you really angry.
It makes me really angry.
And you
angry.
Made that up. Nobody has ever heard that phrase before the show.
Yeah.
So, Albin, tell me, my friend, what boils your potato?
Okay, there are plenty of things, but this one just recently, is speed bumps, okay? This really gets me.
Not razor bumps.
No, not speed bumps, okay? Because there is no national level, like, height for a speed bump. They can be any level at all, any height at all.
I mean, you want the government, you want big government
yes,
to regulate
yes,
speed bumps.
Yes, I do. In fact, I organized the march on Washington. I didn't show up over this issue? Yeah,
As long as you organize it, you don't have to do everything.
That's all I have to do. But that's not the point. The point is they're sometimes too high. In the condo community where I live,
the speed bumps are sometimes too high.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. If I go over it more than 5 miles an hour, like the hood pops open and the alarm goes off on my car.
And your dentures fly out the butterfly window.
That's right. And now I have to get out, put the car in neutral, and push it over the speed bump. And, you know, that's a little annoying.
Now, wait a second. So in this condo complex where you live,
yes,
you're saying the speed bumps are too high.
Too dang high.
And it boils your potato.
Well, yeah, of course. If you have to...
Does it get your goat?
It gets my goat. It chaps my hide.
Does it chap your...
It does.
Hide?
Yeah.
Man, that really chaps my hide.
Now, you have a boiled your potato as well.
I did? I don't think I do.
You don't have any boiled...
Nothing.
There's nothing sets you off.
I didn't prepare for this segment. This was your segment. Fun Facts Friday.
Yeah.
We haven't even come to any fun facts, and we're going to have to go to a break. When we come back... We've got a lot of fun facts. We've got the avocado story, Albin.
That's right.
Of all the avocado stories I've heard in my life, and my goodness, how many have I heard? This is certainly one of them. We'll be right back. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Buckle up for safety. Buckle up for safety. Always buckle up. Pull your seatbelt snug, give an extra tug. Buckle up for safety, buckle up.
Buckle up for safety, buckle up. Buckle up for safety, always buckle up. Show the world you care by the belt you wear. Buckle up for safety when you're driving. Buckle up for safety, buckle up.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is such a peppy song. I'll never get it out of my mind. I'll be buckling up even when I'm not in the car. Right.
Thank you, James. Yeah.
James,
yeah.
Our engineer, he just dug that up archaeologically speaking. He found that. Buckle up for safety, everybody. Buckle up. Unbelievable. Okay, this is Fun Facts Friday. We've got a lot of fun facts.
Oh, yeah.
And we're only going to read the fun ones.
Okay.
So, Albin, you've got an avocado story.
Oh, I do.
Maybe, you know what? I think we better start. We promised that. Let's,
okay.
Okay, this morning you said, hey, who wants to hear my avocado story?
Right.
And everybody had blank stares, like, what?
And a few left the studio, too.
Yeah, so, but tell us.
Yeah, okay, here's my avocado story. Now, on the way to the subway, a couple days ago, I knew that we needed avocados at home because Ann wants us to eat avocados and bananas every day. Okay, so I figured I'll
stop. And you're the most henpecked radio sidekick.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm very healthy. So we're... I'm coming up to the guy that sells, you know, the fruit and vegetables right there, right in front of the subway stop.
Yeah.
So I go there, and there's a sign there. It says, 2 avocados for $1. So I tell the guy.
Wait. That's an incredible price. It says 2 avocados
exactly.
for a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay, so the sign says that?
Yeah, it does say that. Two for a dollar, okay? So as I'm getting the 2 for $1 avocados, underneath that, you know, and there's this handwritten sign. Underneath it in smaller letters, it said $1 each.
So, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to do the math in my head.
Okay.
So the sign says avocados, two for a dollar, and then beneath it, it says $1
each. Or one.
Each.
So I say to the guy, I said, does anybody ever get 1 avocado for $1? And he looks at me and says, yes, once in a while. And I'm like, really? So I take out my cell phone. Okay, I'm getting my cell phone out because I got to take a picture of this, the avocados with the sign, right? So then the guy goes, no. And he grabs the sign and he takes it and he takes it away. And he says, two for a dollar.
He was ashamed.
He was like, okay, somebody caught him. So anyway, so yesterday I'm going to the subway and it's back. The sign is back.
The sign was back.
The sign is back. And he's off to the other end of his little car selling some fruits, right? So I quickly take out my camera and take a picture of the sign. So there it is.
Okay, I'm going to post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You've got to send me that photo.
Yeah.
That reminds me, like, I think I read a sign once, like, ham sandwich, 25 cents. Ham, 10 cents extra. Like, I mean, literally, the people are often not thinking, and they write stuff like this.
Yeah, I think we need, like, as seen on the streets of New York or, you know.
I mean, look,
signs
that's you know what, though?
Yeah.
On my way home, I'm going to buy me a couple avocados.
There you go. Two for a dollar.
I mean, seriously, though, that's right. Like what? $2 for a dollar?
It's like seeing a sign.
Are they loaded with parasites and you shouldn't eat them? What's the catch?
They're excellent. They're
all right.
Excellent.
Fun facts Friday, Alvin. We got to share some fun facts.
Well,
I've
got a quick one right here about Lincoln. Since we just got through President's Day and all the presidents, et cetera, et cetera. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln signed the Secret Service Act? And this is into existence on the same day that he died. The very same day, Secret Service. But when he signed it into law, it was originally formed to stop counterfeiters. Okay, it wasn't about protecting the president. It was about going after counterfeiters because that was the big deal back in the day. If you're thinking, remembering it's the...
Now, here's the problem. That's supposed to be a fun fact. It's kind of a sad fact, Albin.
Okay. But then how about this?
He signed it on the day that he was murdered.
Right.
He signed the Secret Service Act.
Yeah, it's like...
Man, there are people laughing all across the world.
That's another boils my potato thing is when people say, careful, after you've fallen. They'll say, oh, careful, or watch your step. It's like, if you would have told me that 2 seconds earlier, I would not have fallen.
Yeah, those people are just useless. Useless. What's the point?
I think there's a word for them. Jerk. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about
okay, go
how,
ahead.
How about that?
Okay. Did you know that jerk is an actual term from physics? I bet you didn't know that.
No, that's a fact.
Well, I took AP physics. I got a 1, which is the lowest score you can get. But I did learn that you have, first of all, you have speed, okay?
Yes.
Which, what do we call speed in physics?
Speed in physics is, velocity?
Correct.
Thank you.
We call it velocity, okay?
V.
And then the change in velocity is what?
V times...
No, the change in velocity is called acceleration.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the change in acceleration is called...
Yes.
Jerk.
Aha!
Not making that up.
Okay, well, that's good.
But isn't that interesting? It sounds like something I'd make up.
It does.
But it's kind of like the change in velocity is acceleration, and the change in acceleration is called jerk.
Okay.
I know, I wish I made that up, but I didn't. It's true. But
okay.
That's a fun fact. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got a fun fact for you.
Okay,
any
now,
other fun
here's
facts?
Another fun fact about Russia, since Russia's in the news. There you go. With Bernie Sanders being in the race and all that, and Russia influencing our 2020 election.
Yeah.
Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto. Okay? So if you go to Russia and you walk all over it.
Yeah.
Save your money. Don't go to Pluto, okay? Because you've
already
been
there. So you mean to tell me that Russia is not considered a planet?
No.
And yet, it has more surface area.
Hey.
You know it extends over 8 time zones? It does. How many time zones does Pluto have? Actually, no one knows. Actually, that's a very complicated question.
It depends on how fast it's
spinning. That actually, I love facts like that. Pluto has the same, has less surface area than all of Russia.
Yes.
Mother Russia.
Mother Russia.
Okay. Any other fun facts before we...
You know what? This should be an easy one. If you're at home, scoring at home and you want to see how many fun facts do I get right, which state's votes finally decided the 2000... The 2000 U.S. election. Which state's vote?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah. That's an easy... Well, I'm telling you, it's an easy one.
Florida.
Florida, with a hanging chad. Now, some kids out there, they weren't even born.
I know, the hanging chad is like 10 minutes ago, but it seems it's now 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Come on.
For change.
You know, 20 years isn't what it used to be. That's a fact.
No, and I
seriously.
I don't like the fact that life actually goes faster when you're older than when you're little. When you're a little kid.
I know, because it seemed like a year was an eternity when you were little.
And it was in 1964, that famous seatbelt song shot up the charts, Billboard charts.
I'll never forget it.
Number one on the Billboard charts.
Okay, we're almost out of time.
When
we come back, we're going to have a little more fun because we just can't contain ourselves, Albin. Now, today's Friday, by the way. If you should sign up for the newsletter.
You should.
You should order Honor Bound Coffee.
You should.
HonorBoundCoffee.com. And you should stay tuned for the final segment of the week. Hold on to your hats, folks. Who knows what we're going to have for you? Even we don't. Thanksgiving again and again and again.
Yes,
okay, Albin.
The weekend.
Okay.
Yay.
We have some particularly exciting news.
We do.
We're going to save that for in a minute or two.
Yeah.
Before we get to the exciting news, and I'm almost shocked at this news. This is big news, folks.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have some fun. Okay. I want to mention a couple things. Nutramedics told us that for the rest of this month only, that's November 2022. If you use the code ERIC, it's 35% off. I don't know why they chose to do that at the end of the month, but I would take advantage of it if you're interested. Nutramedics.com, 35% off. Also want to repeat, if you're interested in coming to Socrates in the city, I can only tell you, folks, it is Oz Guinness. He's the gold standard. You'll see when you're there. There's no one like him. If it weren't for Oz, I never would have started Socrates in the City. So this is a very special event, December 6th, here in New York City. We're looking forward to that. I'm traveling like crazy. I'm preaching in Atlanta at Church of the Apostles in Atlanta this Sunday morning.
Mm.
You can find out everything at my website, which is ericmetaxas.com. And I want to remind you, before we tell you the big news, I want to remind you to sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, and I want to remind you to support our sponsor, Mike Lindell, by buying all of your Christmas gifts at mystore.com and mypillow.com and use the code ERIC to help support this radio program. There is all kinds of stuff there. You just have to go there and you'll see. But if you want to support a hero, someone that I now think of as a dear friend, kind, generous soul when you get to know him, mypillow.com, mystore.com. And as we always say, the coffee is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe how good it is. Honestly, it's going to be mediocre. It's going to be fine. No, it's really good.
It is.
It's mystore.com, mycoffee.com. Okay, Albin, the big news.
Yes, the big news. Oh, I love
this. This is hard to get my head around. Okay, where do we start? About a few months ago, we taped 4 episodes of a late-night talk show, The Talk Show, starring Eric Metaxas. That's me. It was, you know, next level. It was like The Tonight Show, Carson, Letterman. You know, it was like a big deal thing.
Yeah.
We raised the money to tape 4 bona fide episodes, hour-long episodes, which we did downstairs. We're upstairs here at the TBN Theater. Downstairs in the theater, which is a heavenly little theater. I mean, it's just like made for this kind of a thing. We taped the four shows. We had an array of stunning guests.
Yeah.
The shows were edited, and basically we're trying to figure out who is going to air it and how we're going to do that. But in the meantime, somebody thought, hey, now that these shows are edited, why don't we put them up at salemnow.com?
Yes.
For free.
Free.
You understand? Free. Salemnow.com. So I am really just a little thrilled and shocked to say that you can watch these episodes. These are pilot episodes. We taped them in August, but we thought, let's make them available.
Yeah.
If you go to salemnow.com, and how would people find it there?
Well, there's a search bar up there. Put in Eric Metaxas. Put in Eric's name, Eric Metaxas. Two things will come up. The radio program, which is also at Salem Communications.
Salem News Network.
That's right. That'll come
up. Okay, yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the talk show, late-night talk show.
There's a great little logo up there. You're going to see it. You click on that. You get all four programs. I think it's free. I'm not positive. I hope it's not free.
No, I'm serious. Like, this cost us a zillion dollars to produce.
Yeah. But
the guests are like Danny Bonaducci of the Partridge Family, George Hamilton, Carol Alt, Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos.
Ron Howard,
John Cleese.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. I mean, look, you'll see.
A lot of great
Salem
guests.
Now.
We had a great time.
I just can't believe. Well, there's the announcement. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.